आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
Together, starting from verse number 254.
Jati niti kula gotra duragam nama rupa guna dosha varjitam desha kala vishayati vartiyad ब्रह्मतत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि यत्परं सकलवागगोचरं गोचरं विमलबोधचक्षुषः शुद्धचिद्घनमनादिवस्तु यद् ब्रह्मतत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि सर्वीरूर्मिभिरयोगि योगिरिद भावितं न करणैर्विभावितं बुद्ध्यवेद्यमनवद्यमस्ति यद् ब्रह्मतत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि भ्रान्तिकल्पितजगत् कलाश्रयम् स्वाश्रयं च सदसद्विलक्षणं निष्कलं निरुपमानवद्धि यद् ब्रह्मतत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि।
ब्यूटिफुल् वर्सेस्। It is said, Jati Niti Kul Gotra Duragam. This is all manifested thing is said in this verse. Whatever we are seeing manifested. In manifestation, we see Jati Niti Kul Gotra Duragam. It is beyond. Naam Roop Guna Dosa Varjitam. Naam Roop is another name of world. Jagat. Jagat means Naam Roop. So Naam Roop Guna. Because the all Naam Roop is made of Sapta Rajasa Tamas, therefore there is a Gun and Dosa. Naam Roop Guna Dosa. It's not there. Desa kala visayati varti yad. It is not restricted in desh, kal and vastu. Not limited in space, not limited in time, and not limited in an object. Then what is that? Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. You meditate on that in your heart. What? That Brahman I am. This way we have to think. It's not the Brahman is outside somewhere different from me. That Brahman is me. Then he said, Yat Param Sakal Vaga Gocharam. Yat Param, he is the supreme, he is beyond. Sakal in all language. Vag Agocharam, you cannot express it. Many times we have said the Brahman cannot be defined. Because nobody has seen. You can never make it as an object. Therefore, nobody can define. So, no words can express. So, what are these words? These are all related to the world. Through world, we are trying to reach that. Jati, niti, kulgot, all related to the world. Through these, we are trying to reach that. Sakal vag agocharam. But gocharam bimalabodha chakshusa. He said, chakshu, there is another chakshu. You can know it. What is that? Bodha chakshu. How is that? It's to be bimal. It has to be pure. That means eye of wisdom, third eye. Gocharam. It can be experienced. Then if you reach there, what you will get? Suddha chitgan anadi vastu. Suddha chitgan. The pure consciousness, pure awareness. When you reach there, it's not darkness. What is there? Total awareness. It is self-effulgent. And anadi, it is beginningless. There is no adi because there is no janma. Anadi vastu, that entity is anadi, beginningless. Brahma tatmasi, that is not different from me. I am that. Sarvi urmi bi ayogi. Ayogi, sar urmi bi. What is six urmi? Six waves of sorrow. Which we all experience, each one of us. What is that? Chut pipasa. Then sok moha. Then jara mrityu. We all experience this. Chut pipasa every day. Chut pipasa. Hunger and thirst. Sok and moha. Sok means sorrow, moha means delusion. We are all deluded. And we all experience sorrow also. Jara, old age. And mrityu, death. But how is that? Ayogi. Yogi means united. Ayogi means not united. So that Brahman is not united with six waves of sorrow. Chut pipasa, sok moho and jara. How beautifully explained. Yogi. United. Ayogi? Not united. Many times we have said he is never tainted, affected by anything of an Atma Vastu. Yogi Hrid Bhavitam. And what yogi is doing? He is trying to meditate in his heart. Hrid. What is heart? Integrated mind and intellect. Bhavitam. Na karnai vibhavitam. Na karnai. Karnai means instrument. With all your 14 instruments, you cannot grasp it. Na karnai, by five organs of perception, five organs of action, and manas chatushta, you cannot grasp it. Na karnai vibhavitam. Buddhi avedyam, even the buddhi avedyam, nahi pata lagta hai, you cannot grasp it without your buddhi. Then anavadyam, anavadyam means unimpeachable. Unimpeachable means you cannot negate it. You cannot destroy it. Let me tell you one more thing. Even the Brahman cannot destroy itself. Forget about the others. We can destroy our gross body. We cannot destroy our subtle body. In suicide case, we destroy, subtle body remains. But subtle body can be destroyed by jnana. By knowledge, subtle body and causal body can be destroyed. Otherwise, subtle body and causal body, it continues its journey. The jiva continues. So, narakarnevi buddhi avedam acha asti yad brahma tattva sivadmayatni. That Brahman I am. Then he says, Bhranti kalpit jagat kalasram. Ashram, he is the support. Support of what? Jagat. How is this jagat? It has got many kalas, many parts. And how is this jagat? Kalpitam, it is imagined. We have to study this like Urdu, you know. You, from Asra, you come to kala, come to jagat. Then, kalpitam. Then, why this kalpana has come? Bhranti, delusion. Okay, he is support of the jagat, which we create out of delusion. Who is the support of that Brahman? Swasraya. There is no support for that. He is Swasraya. Cha sad asad vilakshanam. He is different from sat, gross, asat, subtle. We know gross and subtle. Gross, which you can perceive by your organs of perception. Subtle, which you perceive with your mind and intellect. Subtle thoughts. Sad asad vilakshanam. Niskalam. So just now we said jagat has got kalas. How is he? Niskalam, without parts. Niskalam. Nirupamanam. What? Nirupman? There is no upama. There is no upama. Suppose you go in jungle and you see something like a cow. It's not a cow. Looks like a cow. When you come back and you explain to your friends, I saw a an animal looking like cow. There is upama. But Brahman? No upama. We cannot give you another simile. Nearest is akash. That also because of the pervasiveness we say, it is more pervasive. But more pervasive than akash is Brahman. Brahma tattva si bhavayatni. Gurudev, right? The world of plurality is a mere projection of our delusion. Aankh band karo, jagat nahi hai. The moment you close eyes, there is nothing there. So it is our delusion. All that we project must have a substratum upon which alone we can project our imagination. If you see a snake in your delusion, there must be a rope to hold your projection. If there is no rope, there is no snake. If there is no mind, there is no thought. Did you get? All the thoughts arise in our mind, they stay in mind, they dissolve in the mind. Without a substratum, a delusion can never be. The substratum for the world of plurality is Brahman alone. It serves as the changeless substratum for the entire world of change projected by us because of our lack of discrimination. Why the projection is there? Lack of discrimination. At the same time, it ever is its own substratum, swa-asrayam. Gross things are perceived by the sense organs and the subtle things by mind and the intellect. Atman, the self, is neither perceived by the sense organs nor by the mind and intellect. Hence, it is neither gross nor subtle. It is the consciousness by which one becomes aware of the things gross and subtle. You can apply the whole thing in your mind. It is because of the presence of consciousness in your mind, all the thoughts are arising, staying, and dissolving, and they all are known because of the presence of consciousness in mind. Consciousness is the subject which illumines both the gross and the subtle experiences of all creatures. It is without any part. It is the one all-pervading, homogeneous, entity. It's homogeneous. There is no division. There is no in Ananda. There is Ananda bliss, but that Ananda has got no degree like Priyamod, Pramod. Homogeneous. Incomparable. All objects of comparison are absent in the self because no object, emotions, and thought exist in it. Hence, it is incomparable. That Brahman thou art, contemplate on this great truth within yourself with true anxiety. Shankara hastens to us. 258.
Janma vriddhi parinatya pakshaya.
Janma vriddhi parinatya pakshaya.
Vyadhinashana vihinam avyam.
Vyadhinashana vihinam avyam.
Vishwasrishtava vighata karanam.
Vishwasrishtava vighata karanam.
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani.
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani.
Janma vritti parinatya pakshaya. Vyadhinasha vihinava vayam. Vishwasrishtava vighata karanam. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani.
Janma, vriddhi, parinati, apakshay, vyadhi, nasanam, vihinam. Vihinam. It is without what? Janma. No janma, Brahman. Acha, is it growing? No, no vriddhi. Vihin, no vriddhi. Then, parinati, is there any modification? Is it any modification also? So Brahman has not modified to become Jagat. Like milk modified and becomes yogurt. It is modification, parinati. But here it is said, no. Parinati bhim. That means Brahman has not become this world. Rope has not become. Aranati, apaksha, is there any decay? No, no decay. Vyadhi, we know vyadhi very well. Vyadhi. Is there any vyadhi in Brahma? No. Nash, death? No. Vihinam, it is free of all this. Therefore, abhyam. Abhyam means changeless. So these six things are not in Brahman. Janma, vriddhi, pariniti, apakshay, vyadhi, nasanam, vihinam. Therefore, abhyam. Changeless. That which is changeless and so free from birth, growth, development, decay, disease, and death. So, Jan belongs to gross body. Gross body is born. Okay. In Vyavahar, when we are transacting with the world, we always transact with Upadhi. Always remember, whenever we are transacting in the world, we are utilizing this Upadhi. Without Upadhi, you cannot transact. When I say I am Brahman, that Brahman is never transacting with the world. When we are transacting, so we have to take care of the Upadhi also. We have to take care of Upadhi. We have to follow the Riti, custom, rules, law of the society. Everything we have to follow. And we have to talk about the progress also. Progress also. So what people mistake is that they bring Vedanta in Vyavahar. Are you getting it? Vyavahar you are cannot do without body. And Vedanta talks about the entity which is without cross body, subtle body and causal body. Are you understanding? So we are trying to bring that Vedanta in Vyavahar. And when I am sitting in meditation, thinking about that entity, that truth, that reality, I am bringing Vyavahar in my mind. See. At that time, I am not thinking about the reality or truth. What I am thinking in the meditation state? Vyavahar, the world. And when I am interacting with the world, I want to imply Vedanta in that. What is that Vedanta? I am Brahman. You can't say when you are talking or you are working in your office, why you are not working? I am Brahman Akriya. I can't act. You can't say that. So when you are meditating at that time, don't bring in Vyavahar in your mind. When you are doing the Vyavahar, when you are interacting with the world at that time, you know Vedanta, what is Vedanta. But with the body, with the subtle body, with the gross body, we have to interact with the world. We have to take care of the body also. We have to think about the progress of also. Everything we have to think. But in the core of the heart, we have to know, I am not all these things. I am different from this. Abhyaya. Abhyaya means akshaya, which is not perish, which is not changing. The definition of abhyaya is na veti iti abhyam. Na veti. Vyaya means when we say, suppose when we sometime Ashok ji give me some money. Why? It's a sort of pocket money for my expenses, for vyaya. In Hindi we call it for vyaya. So when I go to the Houghton Mall, I drink coffee. Bhai. But how is that entity? Abhyay. You cannot spend it. You cannot change it. Abhyay. Another definition of abhyay is swato va parto va nasarahitam nityam. Swata, it cannot destroy itself. Brahman cannot destroy itself. Parata, other, they cannot also destroy Brahman. Therefore, it is nasarahitam. Therefore, it is abhyaya. Vishva srishti avabhighat karanam. Vishva, universe. Srishti, creation. Ava, protection. Om sahana avatu. Avatu. What avatu comes? Ava means protect. So, Vishva Srishti Av Vighat Karanam. Dissolution also because of him. Brahma Vishnu Mahesh Karanam. So, he is Karan. Who is Karan? That Brahman is Karan for creation, maintenance and dissolution. Achha. Very good. In Taittiriya Upanishad it says, yato va imani bhutani jayanti. That tattva, that entity, that from all these bhuta has born, jayanti. All the bhutas, all the beings, they are born from that Brahman. Yena jatani jivanti. And having born, they are being maintained, sustained by that entity. Then, yat prayanti abhisabhisanti. Prayanti, when you are going, so where they are going? Abhibhishanti, they are entering in that, dissolving in that only. Like from the water, the waves are born, they are stay for some time in the water and they dissolve in the water. Similarly, all the Bhutanis, they are born from him, stay for some time and dissolve. Gurudev used to give the example of bubble. Bubble comes, stays for there, dances on the water for some time. And other the children were playing with that thing, glue. Bubbles come, they float for some time, gone. Same way, all the Bhutanis are like that. So I am creator, sustainer, and dissolver of the universe. Difficult to accept. Is it not so? I am that Brahman, therefore I am creator, sustainer and dissolver of the world. Very difficult. Bhakti Marg is good. Lord has created, I am Bhakta is better. I will do puja. I am creator, dissolver and sustainer. No, I cannot think of this. I am a part of the world. I am devotee. Mahivamsa jiva loke. I am the answer of that. This is good. But Shankaracharya is saying, you are God. You are Brahman. Brahma tatna si bhavaya atmani. You are that. So if you want to see the support, you have to surrender first. If you want to see that you are the support of the whole world, then you have to surrender. You have to surrender your ego. When I say I am the support of the whole world, it is not small I, it is capital I. It is not the ego, it is Suddha Aham. It is not Aham Vritti, it is Suddha Aham. We have seen already, in mind there is a Suddha Aham, then there is a Aham Vritti, which we call it ego, and in this Aham Vritti is common to all Idam Vrittis. Idam Vrittis are different Vrittis, different thoughts of world is coming in. These are all Idam Vritti, and each Idam Vritti, Aham Vritti is there. Ahamriti means the knower, the jiva is there. But who is illuminating this ahamriti and idamriti is the Suddha. They all three are in mind only. They all three are in the mind. Therefore, we say consciousness plus thought is equal to mind. Mind minus thought is equal to consciousness. Thought means aham vritti and idam vritti. So Saddarshan talks about only tattva and not upadhi. Saddarshan talks only about that tattva. It discusses the Suddha Brahma, purity of mind, vairagya, concentration of mind, how to reach that state is all discussed in the Saddarshan. So in the seat of meditation, all thoughts are created by me, sustained by me, and merge in me. In dhyan, see these thoughts rising, maintained, and dissolving. Then you will come to know I am different from all the thoughts. Gurudev writes, every organism must go through these six modifications, birth, growth, change, decay, disease, and death. This we are seeing in the world always. Every modification is a source of pain. Therefore, the whole world is giving me happiness. Pain. Brahman, the Atman, is without any modification. That which is subject to the above modification is called changeable, variable, mutable. In Brahman, the reality, none of these changes take place. Therefore, Brahman never became world. Never became world. Then what is this world? It is projection of my mind. Brahman never became this world. Therefore, it is abhaya, immutable. Mutation can take place only by these six processes. The world that we see around us heaps around under three movements, creation, maintenance, and dissolution. Brahman, the reality, is the cause for all these three. The Brahman, thou art, contemplate upon this Brahman as your own self, urges Shankara. Verse number 259.
अस्तभेदमनपास्तलक्षणम् अस्तभेदमनपास्तलक्षणम् निस्तरङ्गजलराशिनिश्चलम् నిత్యముక్తమ విభక్తమూర్తి యద్
నిత్యముక్తమ విభక్తమూర్తి యద్
బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని అస్తభేదమనపాస్తలక్షణం నిస్తరంగ జలరాశి నిశ్చలం నిత్యముక్తమ విభక్తమూర్తి యద్ బ్రహ్మతత్వమసి భావయాత్మని
అస్తభేదం అనపాస్తలక్షణం అస్త భేదం భేదం డిఫరెన్స్ అస్త వేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో భేద సూర్యాస్త సూర్య అస్త డిడ్ యు గెట్ ఇట్ అస్త మీన్స్ సెట్ అస్త భేదం ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ డిస్టింక్షన్ అనపాస్త లక్షణం అగైన్ అస్త్ ఇస్ దేర్ అనప ప్లస్ అస్త అనపాస్త అనపాస్త లక్షణం విచ్ ఇస్ నెవర్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ దట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ యాజ్ ఎ నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఇట్ ఆల్వేజ్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ అనపాస్త లక్షణం డోంట్ సే మెడిటేషన్ మీన్స్ నథింగ్ ఈజ్ దేర్ నో హౌ కెన్ యూ సే నథింగ్ ఈజ్ దేర్ అనపాస్త లక్షణం ఇట్ కెన్ నెవర్ బి నాన్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఫ్రీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ డిస్టింక్షన్స్ There is no bhed in that, no distinction in that. So that which is free from all distinctions, which is never of the nature of non-existence. Astabhedam, that from which all differences have disappeared. We are seeing differences in the world. All are in the maya only. Remove the maya, remove anatma, remove gross body, OAT, PFT, what is left is without any difference. It is homogeneous mass, one only. It is said, ekam eva advitiyam chandogya upanishadi. Ekam eva advitiyam, one alone. There is not two. దైన్ మాండుకేటి సే సర్వం హిమ్ ఏతత్ బ్రహ్మ అయం ఆత్మా బ్రహ్మ సోయం ఆత్మా చతుష్పాద్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఓన్లీ క్యా ఆప్ కభి బోల్తే ఎవ్రీథింగ్ హెస్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ అగైన్ యు ఆర్ సేయింగ్ సమ్ టైమ్ వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మన్ శంకరాచార్య విల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ సో సర్వం హి ఏతత్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆల్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ వెదర్ సెన్సియంట్ ఆర్ ఇన్నర్ట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ Brahman. How chair is Brahman? Five things. Asti, Bhati, Priya, Namru. In living being and inert also. Asti, Bhati, Priya is always there. Namru. Namru relates to Anatma, it is Jagat. You see, if I have to reach to Asti, Bhati, Priya, Sachidananda or Brahman, what I have to do? Negate. Simple kaam hai. నిగేట్ నామరూప్ నిగేట్ నామరూప్ నిగేట్ జగత్ నిగేట్ జగత్ నిగేట్ మాయా నిగేట్ మాయా మీన్స్ నిగేట్ ఆల్ అనాత్మ వస్తు వాట్ విల్ రిమైన్ బ్రహ్మన్ క్యాన్ యూ నిగేట్ బ్రహ్మన్ నో క్యాన్ ఐ డిస్ట్రాయ్ బ్రహ్మన్ స్వత అండ్ పరత క్యాన్ బ్రహ్మన్ డిస్ట్రాయ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ హూ ఇస్ ద సబ్స్టిట్యూట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ నోబడీ స్వాశ్రయ సో వీ డిఫరెన్షియేట్ హౌ వీ డిఫరెన్షియేట్ విత్ ద టైమ్ అండ్ ఫార్మ్ సోయం దేవదత్త దాట్ దేవదత్త 20 ఇయర్స్ ఎగో హిస్ ఫార్మ్ వాజ్ ఓన్లీ 2 feet దేవదత్త ఆఫ్టర్ 20 ఇయర్స్ ఈ 6 feet ఫార్మ్ హెస్ చేంజ్ time kal has changed so we distinguish with the time and form but that tattva can never be destroyed nainam chindanti sastrani nayam nainam dahati pavaka nobody can destroy it Gita also says the same thing anapasta lakshanam if there is no difference or no sajatiya vijatiya swagat bhed वन में थिंक इट इज शून्य, इट इज void, कुछ नहीं है, नथिंग इज देयर, नो. इट इज ऑलवेज एक्सिस्ट देयर. इन गीता ऑल्सो वी हैव स्टडीड, नास्तु विद्यते भाव न अभावो विद्यते सतः, नासतो विद्यते भाव. असत इज नेवर देयर. वॉट इज असत? एनीथिंग विच इज अदर देन सत इज असत. दिस वर्ल्ड इज सत. नासतो विद्यते भाव, इट इज नॉट देयर. भाव मीन्स इज नॉट देयर. न अभावो विद्यते सतः, एंड द सत्य इज नेवर एब्सेंट, इट इज ऑलवेज प्रेजेंट. सेम थिंग नाउ इट इज हियर, अनपास्त लक्षणम. सो ब्रह्मन इज नॉट नथिंग. डोंट से ब्रह्मन इज नो थिंग. नो, इट इज समथिंग, इट इज देयर, इट इज समथिंग देयर. हाउ विल यू कम टू नो? विमल बोध चक्षु. When we say nothing is there, we are trying to grasp it with our mind and intellect. That will never happen. So people come in the meditation and say, kuch nahi hota hai. There is nothing there. So nistarang jalarasi nischalam. Nistarang, tarang, waves. Nistarang, without. So tarang is a change on the ocean. It's continuously happening. Similarly, in the all anatma vastu, the changes are happening. And who is the substratum of the tarang? Is the water. Oceanic water is the substratum. Similarly, all the changes are happening on Brahman. Outside, Brahman is substratum, and all the things are which are projected, all the trees, plants, animals, human beings, everything is projected on that Brahman. And this projection has covered Brahman. Inside, that Brahman is changeless, but all the changes are happening on screen is changeless. On that screen, all the projections are happening. Similarly, in Atman, which is changeless, on that Atman, all changes are happening. Causal body, subtle body, and gross body changing, continuously changing. When we were born, we were only 5-6 pounds. Now, so Atman, has it grown? No. Nistaranga jal rasi nischalam. It is calm. Nischal. There is no movement in there. So which is calm like an ocean without waves. How is that? It's like an ocean without waves. Nischal. Okay. So how will be that? Stabdi bhav. In Brahman, there are no ripples. No ripples. Ocean has one more quality. It is in Bhagavad Gita said, apuryamanam achalam pratishtam samudramapaya pravrasanti yadvat tadvat kamaya pravrasanti sa shanti mapnoti na kamakam. Apuryamana, in the ocean you will find millions of gallons of water. All the rivers are bringing continuously day and night, they are bringing, but the ocean is not at all disturbed, not even rises by 1 inch. And millions of water, of gallons of water, are evaporated every day. Still it maintains. So if a person abides in Brahman, what will happen? No ripples. No soak. All the soak are in gross body, subtle body, and causal body. Also, kadar in anatma, we have proved long back from the BMI chart. Anything which is changing, it will give you sorrow ultimately. The whole world is changing, it will give us sorrow one day. Therefore, Lord has said, this whole world is sukhalaya. Whole world is dukkhalaya. Because the whole world is changing. Okay, but if you say it's not changing, I have to reach to the illuminator of my mind who is illuminating Ahamvritti and Idamvritti. This Ahamvritti and Idamvritti is continuously changing. If I tell my mind, stop thinking, he will say, who are you? You can't stop me. It will never obey your command. I want to see the illuminator of all the thoughts. Stop thinking. It must stop. Not that easy. In army, a captain can say, walk, stand. What they say? Aram? What is that? Bisram. And then he commands and all the sipais, they act according to it. The mind is not like that. He is not going to listen to you. Okay. So what we have to do, nistarang, it will happen, but it will happen very slowly. The mind will become nistaranga. I met one Swamiji of Ramakrishna Mission. That was about maybe 20 years ago. He was secretary of Ramakrishna Mission worldwide. In one of his lectures, he said, I am trying to make my mind rest at the feet of Lord Ramakrishna. After 25 years of practice, he said, now I am able to do it. Nistarang, it requires a lot of practice. It won't happen in one day practice or two day practice. It's not going to happen. It takes a lot of time. Nistaranga. So when it becomes nistaranga, so how it will be? In Gita it says, yatha deepa nivatastha. Yatha deepa, deepa is there, which has got a flame. And nivat, bat means air. Nivat, there is no air. Stha, deepak is there, lamp is there, flame is there, and there is no air. How is the flame? Similarly, it can become, but it requires practice. Nitya mukta, how is that? Nitya mukta, ever free. Avivakta mukti, it cannot be divided. Cannot be divided into parts. Individual. In Gita we have seen, avivaktam vivaktesu tad jnanam vidhi sattvikam. What is sattvik jnan? Seeing one in all which is not divided. Avivaktam vivaktesu. All the people, all the beings are different. All are different, distinct. But in each and every being, there is something which is avivakta, can't be divided. And what is that thing? That is chetra kechapi mam vidhi sarva chetra subharata. Sarva chetra, in all fields, in all beings, I am present there. That I is one only, it's not different. But agyani will say, oho, aapne uski atma ko dukhi kar diya, hello? But what actually means is the jiva. Jiva means ego. Ego means mind. Is it not so? Where is ego? Ego is in mind. So who has become sorrowful? Is it the mind or the illuminator of mind? It's the mind, but the people are jnani, he doesn't know all these things. How will you prove that the sorrow is in mind, not in atma?
When you sleep,
there is no sorrow. Is the atma there at that time? Atma is there. Is mind there? When mind is alive, at that time, sukh-dukh is there. At that time, Atma is also there. Because who is illuminating Sukh Dukh? Atma is illuminating. What happens in the deep sleep? Mind is not there. Therefore, no Sukh Dukh at that time. But Atma, Atma is there. So Atma is present while mind is awake. Atma is present when the mind is in deep sleep. In the waking state we experience Sukh Dukh. In deep sleep we don't experience Sukh Dukh. Therefore, Sukh Dukh belongs to Atma. Sukh Dukh belongs to mind. Never belongs to Atma. So reality is different from Sarir, mind, gross body, subtle body and the causal body. So what we have to reach there? We have to reach to the Sakshi Bhav first. How is he present in us? As a Sakshi, as a witness. We just Sakshi. Don't ask definitions. We just Sakshi. One who has got a conditioning. What is that conditioning? Antahkaran. Antahkaran means mind equipment. So he has conditioned. Therefore, he is Sakshi of this Antahkaran. He is not Sakshi of your antarkaran. This can see only this antarkaran. And who is a jiva? One same. It is the same Chaitanya, but now he is identified with this. It has become one. Therefore, Jeev thinks, I am suffering, I am dying, I am happy, I am unhappy. And Sakshi, not identified. So from your Jeev Bhav, we have to come to Sakshi Bhav. What is this Sakshi? Sakshi is the Chetan only. So Jeev has to come to the Sakshi Bhav. From Sakshi Bhav, he will come to that state. Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani. You think that you are Brahman in your heart. So now you have known all the words of these two verses. Can we meditate on these two verses? All these words are trying to take you to that state. Right from Jati Niti Kul Gotra, 10 verses will be giving you, helping these words to reach there. So think about the meaning and negate them. Chant Om. Mentally prostrate to Bhagavan Radha Krishna. Mentally prostrate to Tapovandi Maharaj and Pujya Gurudev. Withdraw your attention from the world outside, from the shrine. Bring your attention to your body. Slowly bring your attention from gross body to subtle body. Bring it to prana. the prana is going in, coming out. Giving only one job to mind, to watch the pranas going in and coming out. Your attention to mind, and see the flow of thoughts there. Replace those thoughts with these thoughts. Janma vritti parinatya pakshiya. Which have got Janma, Vritti, Parinati, Apakshaya. Visvasrishtyavavikatakaranam. ಭೇದಂ ಮನಪಾಸ್ತ ಲಕ್ಷಣಂ. ನಿಶ್ಚಲಂ